So, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, what about, you know, I saw on the internet. By the way, you got to be careful what you see on the internet.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? As I saw on the internet, this guy, there's this testimony, and he says he knows God, and, you know, and he says he's saved, and, you know, what about this person that speaks so highly of God? Psalms 119, verse 24 says, thy testimonies are my delight and my counselors. You see, I don't get my doctrine and my counsel from the testimonies of man. I don't get what I believe from the professions of other people.
Yep.
My counselors and my delight are the testimonies of God.
Amen.
And if God says that sodomites can't be saved, and that's his testimony, that's what he's testifying, and that this faggot says that he's saved, guess what? I'm going to go with what God says. Because the testimonies of the Lord are my delight and my counselors. Counsel means he gives me counsel. This is how he teaches me. This is how I get instructed in the ways of the Lord. Doesn't matter how convincing this guy is. Well, he's a pastor. He has a mega church. And man, he just preaches great sermons and all this. They're swelling words.
Yep, yep.
They have a form of godliness. They're clouds without rain, as the Bible says. Mm-hmm. They look like something that they're really not. So what do you do when they look so convincing? You got to go with the testimonies of the Lord. Why? Because that's our delight and our counselors, as the Bible puts it.